remarks today. Welcome to our closing worship and graduation service. My name is Jason Schmidt. I am pastor here at St. Mark's, and I'm pleased to welcome you to worship tonight. The brief order of service that we'll follow leading up to the graduation service is printed in this blue program for this evening. If you didn't get one, there's a basket of them in the back, and during the opening song would be a great time to go grab one of these so you can follow along. Our first song is not up on the hymn board. Our first song is number 735. It's in the 700s, so it's in the blue hymn book in front of you. If you'd like to follow along and sing along, it's number 735, and we ask that God would speak to us through his word as we worship this evening. Number 735. Turn our attention to page 2 in the worship booklet for this evening. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. We give thanks to you, O God, for your name is near. We will not hide them from our children.
We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done.
Let us pray. O Lord, with your gracious favor, direct us in all we do, and aid us with your continual help, that in our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, And finally, by your mercy, receive the gift of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. For the devotion this evening, I wanted to give you a feel for what the midweek chapel services are like here at St. Mark's, so that when you come back for the next school year and you have a Wednesday morning free, you can spend it in worship as the children open their day in chapel too. This whole school year was based on a promise that God is going to make our paths straight. And I would imagine that a lot of things have been straightened out over this last school year. Probably for some of you, letters probably got a little more straight as you practice them. But then something happened by the time you get to you guys, and then your letters start getting a little more messy. And I know because I correct some of your work sometime. So maybe get that worked out. But we've figured out how to write names on papers and how to make lines. Some of you, long division. Others of you were digging into algebra and some advanced math, and we were a little nervous about that during the opening service, but now you've gotten that all straightened out. You've figured that out because you worked hard during the year and your teachers taught you and maybe mom or dad helped you at home, and so things got straight. This evening we want to talk about some other things that God promises to straighten out for us. I want to show you how important it is to have a straight path. And let's see, Dylan, will you be my helper? Yes, you will. Thank you. I'm going to show you how easy it is to blow up a balloon with this tube. Put the tube on here. Ready? Sure? Good? Oh, thank you. Hold. Now, do you think Dylan can do it too? You think so? Think he can blow? All right, we'll see. Here, wipe it off for you. Very sanitary. What color do you want? Red balloon. You hold on to that end. I'll put the balloon on this end. I'll take this. Now, before he starts, he doesn't get a straight tube. He doesn't get a straight path. From his lungs into the balloon, it's going to be crooked. And so now we'll see. Hey, didn't he run all the miles and all the laps? He's very fit. I'm sure this will be no problem for Dylan. Okay, go for it. Blow up our balloon. All right. Okay, what's wrong? How come he can't blow up the balloon? Huh? It's kind of wiggly, yes, Kellen? What's wrong? Yes, Tom, Patrick. I'm plugging it up. It's crooked. It is not straight, and so the air is not going to go through there. Now watch what happens if we make this straight for Dylan. Watch what's going to happen when he tries to blow up the balloon. See? It's easy. When the path is straight, it's easy. When it's crooked, try again. All right. Thank you very much for demonstrating. God says, yes, thank you. God says the same thing in our relationship with Him. That when our path between us and God is not straight and when it's crooked, it's very difficult. Because when we are not listening to God's word, or probably what happens most when we let some sort of sin come between us and God, and we're not making time for Him, it's crooked. It's pinched. And so when God talks, we're not listening to Him in His word. And so God promises to make our paths straight. Bible, please. The Bible verse that this whole school year was based on and the devotion is based on, it's from Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Big things happen when we start relying on ourselves and when we put our trust in our ways. And a lot of times that involves some sort of sin. like I said before. And every time we do, we kink it a little bit, and it makes our relationship with Jesus a little bit more difficult. Or sometimes we get a little worried and we get a little concerned with what's going on in life, and so we rely on ourselves to fix it, and we kink it a little bit more, and we're not praying, and we're not in God's Word, we're not coming to see Him at church. Maybe we stop listening during devotions during the school day too, we stop praying to God at night, and pretty soon our way, our path is not straight. The more we rely on ourselves to fix our problems by what? Worrying, throwing more money at them, getting upset with people in our lives, yelling at God. The more we do that, the more we kink our path, and we do not have a straight path towards God. So Jesus sets us free from all of our worry. He sets us free from all of our guilt, sets us free from all of our shame. We don't even have to pretend, oh no, my path is not kinked. Well, yes it is. And Jesus loves you enough to tell you it is. And He loves you enough to tell you that He lived and died for you. He says, trust in Me. Not in how your head works, not in what your heart feels. Trust in Me and My Word, and I will make your paths straight. We saw a lot of that during the school year as the children were lovingly disciplined, as they were given guidance, as they grew in their faith, as they learned their Bible stories, as they shared prayer requests with us during chapel. When we entrust our children to God and we share God's Word with them, He grows their understanding and He makes their paths straight. There's going to be more and more that's going to try and kink your path, that's going to try and make your path crooked, and it's not going to get any easier. So Jesus says, don't trust in your own understanding. Don't rely on your friends, your quote-unquote friends. Don't even rely on your good friends. He says, trust in Me, and I will make your path straight. First and foremost, by loving you and forgiving you every day. Nothing stands between you and God. We learned that in catechism, right? Sin barrier has been completely removed. Trust that God has made your path to Him straight. And same thing over here. This summer, what Mr. Bauer and Mr. Bengel reminded us, make sure you spend some time with Jesus. Maybe it's in the triathlon. Maybe you go to Sunday school. Maybe you can come back for vacation Bible school. But Jesus promises He will make and keep your paths straight. And it's true for big people, too. We can drive ourselves nuts with worry. We can tell God, nope. My life is not kinked. I have nothing to worry about. Or we can say, Jesus, I love You. Thank You for dying for my sins. Thank You for hearing my prayers. Continue to talk to me through Your Word and do what You say to make my paths straight. So God blessed our school year, and I pray that God blesses your summer too. And I will leave you with this promise from your God, the theme of the school year. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. May Jesus Himself so bless you, and bless you, and bless you, our graduates. Amen. We continue with the responsive prayer on page 3 in the worship booklet. Please stand. As we close this school year, let us come before our Father in heaven and ask His blessing and offer our thanks. Father, You have brought us to the end of this school year by Your grace. Lead us now to acknowledge gratefully the blessings You have given us in body, mind, and spirit. Lord, in Your mercy, we thank You, Father, for Christian teachers, parents, and peers who have served for our good. May their efforts bear fruit in lives that continue to grow in faith, hope, and love for Jesus Christ. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayers.
As we part for a time or go on to new stages in life, keep us safe in Your protecting care. Refresh us through leisure and rest. Renew in us the desire to grow in all useful knowledge and in the wisdom that comes from You. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Father, into Your hands we commend all that we have and are, asking for Your blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in His name we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We close this school year in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. And we close by sharing a blessing from our Savior with our children, as well as all who have gathered for worship, in the red hymnal this time, number 332. Number 332.
Uplifting to be in God's house with you this evening and hearing the loud singing and the loud speaking. Really a wonderful experience to be able to celebrate our school's 47th year wrapping up tonight, and then also to get to celebrate these fine young people, our graduates of the kindergarten variety and the eighth grade variety as well. The most important thing that happens at our school every day is that we get to focus start to finish on our Savior Jesus and his love for us and what that means for our lives. So it's tremendously special to be able to have a graduation with these young people and continue to have that be the focus as they take these important steps forward in their lives. So each year our eighth grade graduates select a class verse kind of as their class motto, but it's more than a motto because it's God's word. You have it printed for you on page 4. It's in the box there. Psalm 46 verse 10. We'll begin our graduation ceremony by reading their class verse together. I invite you to join me. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Our first order of business this evening in the graduation portion of the evening is our eighth grade graduates have elected two of their classmates to represent them as class speakers. Two very fine young people that have a message to share with us. The first is a young man who's been with us all the way back since kindergarten, Paulo Ionescu. Let's welcome Paulo.
I can't believe how fast 10 years goes by. It feels like only a short while ago I was in pre-K and learning my ABCs. Now I'm an eighth grader and going off to high school. I will never forget the things our class has done over the years. Our class has had some amazing times together and some bad ones, but I've seen the compassion that friends here at St. Mark's have for one another and how much they have been through together. In these last 2 years, we have had a blast with Mr. Bauer and all of his fun field trip choices, and we as a class being able to bond together over the many years we have been with each other. I can't thank my teachers enough for all the times they had to put up with me through these 10 years. Man, what amazing fun we had, especially all the learning and growing that went on through this decade of my life. There have been some memories created that will never be forgotten. These young kids that I used to know as a young man have all turned into very fine young men and women. I mean that with all my heart. It is not just the growth in stature, but also the growth in Christian faith that is important about these 10 years. My father told me that he likes this school because it will give you a strong foundation so that in high school you will know where your identity lies, and that is in Jesus Christ. You can also put it as David says in Psalms, the wicked will be scattered like chaff the wind blows away. But since we have a strong foundation in the Word, we will not be moved by every lie that the world wants us to believe. We need to make sure that we stand firm and feed our souls every day. This year went by very fast, but there was more growing that took place as a Christian and as young kids. I also want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Walker for the care and compassion they had for my classmates and I. Even though I was a child that liked to goof off and mess around, even in eighth grade, I still do. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for this school and all the teachers and staff that work here. I know that they have all cared about my class and I through this time we have had together. I pray that God would protect us through this time apart and keep us firm in the one true faith, and that one day we will see each other again and hang out as amazing friends that we have been all these years. I know that even when we get old, we will come back and visit and thank all of the teachers that have shaped us into who we are to this day. I won't forget you, my friends. I hope that we will not separate ways for too long, but one day reunite as a Christian body. Thank you all for listening to me tonight. May God bless you in all you do in this life, and wherever we go, that we may represent him.
Our next speaker is a young lady who came to us as a free agent in fourth grade. We exceeded the salary cap for this one and had to pay the luxury tax, but we're very thankful that she's been with us for 5 years. Zebu Siso Gumbo. Let's welcome Zebu.
Even though Mr. Bauer just told you, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Zebu Siso Gumbo. I've been here at St. Mark's for 5 years. I started here in fourth grade as a shy little girl. I remember the excitement I felt, hoping that one of these strangers would be my friend. Since then, I have not grown not only socially, but spiritually. I've made great memories and friendships that I will cherish for a long time. I've learned many life skills that will help push me forward in high school. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The thought of high school is scary. We'll be walking into new territory, but we shouldn't worry. We have a God who loves us and will always watch over us. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. One thing I'm sure all of us have taken for granted during our time here is the closeness to all our peers. I'll no longer know everyone by their name and be able to pop into teachers' classrooms in the morning to say hello. One thing I always look forward to is seeing Mrs. Hernandez's beautiful smiling face or giving Nana her daily hug. I'll no longer have a Christian-based education, but St. Mark's has set a foundation to help me continue growing in my faith. And even though our time here is done, we'll always have plenty of memories from St. Mark's, like Lassen or Yosemite, or that one math class from sixth grade. Some of you might be looking at me weird, but it's an inside joke. We're all beginning new chapters. Like my first day here, the shy little girl will come out in me again. We're all beginning new chapters of our lives. We will once again be starting at the bottom of the pyramid, walking among big, scary seniors. But none of that has to make us anxious or even frighten us. By the grace of God, we've been brought to this point and will hopefully be able to continue forward. So finally, in the words of our wonderful music teacher, Mrs. Schmidt, I don't believe in goodbyes, only see you laters.
You're gonna miss Nana's hugs. I'm not gonna miss her feeding my face with Reese's peanut butter cups every other day. She gave me enough for every day of the summer today. All right, graduates, I've got a message of encouragement to share with you this evening as well. And I need to tell you something first. You probably know your report cards are printed and they're waiting for you over in the gym. But you don't have a diploma yet. So I have a little bit more work for you to do this evening. If I ask you a question, I need you to answer it, okay? Or if I ask you to read something, loud and clear. And then I can give you these diplomas with a good conscience, okay? All right, first question. Have you ever been told to sit still? Can you think of a time that maybe your parents told you to sit still? Why, when have your parents told? I can't imagine your parents telling you to sit still, but. You were running around, sit still. Good. Parents, when have your parents told you to sit still? I know the little people, it's all fresh in their memory. You guys might need to think back a little bit. We're going to give you a little bit more time. Ethan, when have your parents told you to sit still?
So one time I wasn't
sitting up to eat. So sit up. It's kind of like sit still. Sure. Good. Izzy. Oh, that was a good one. Sit still in church, right? She was messing with her sister. I can't imagine that either. Rocha. Anytime they need you to, so you, that's fresh in your memory too. Sit still, I'm putting on your tie. If you don't want me to choke you, or maybe it's clipping the fingernails when we were young, if you don't want me to slice your finger, sit still. Good. Can you think of a time that maybe a teacher's told you to sit still? Colvin? Have you ever been told to sit still by Mrs. Bauer? No? Because you're an angel, why would she have to tell you that? C-Mac, let's go to C-Mac. Say that again. When Christian's goofing around and he's poking people next to him, sit still. Maybe it's in chapel, right? That's kind of like church. Sit still. Halea, have you ever been told by Mrs. Bauer to sit still? So that's be quiet and sit still. Good. One more from the back row. Paulo. I've told you to sit still. Sit down. Stop wandering. Maybe a dentist has told you to sit still. They're working in your mouth. They don't want to hurt you. They're drilling a cavity. Sit still. We can relate to being told to sit still, right? Today, it's not our parents. It's not our teacher. It's not the dentist telling us to sit still. You can see from the screens. It's God telling us to, he's not saying sit still, but he says be still. I have two questions about your class verse. Be still and know that I am God. Who is it about? Who does that Bible verse say it is about? Megan. It is about God. It doesn't come out and say it directly, but since we can say that it is about God, who is it not about? Isabella. It's not about us. So, throughout the history of the world, God's people have been facing challenges that they can't tackle by themselves. And when they do, when they think it's about them, they fall flat on their face. But when they remember that it's about God and they put their trust in Him, amazing things happen. So, Old Testament, we're going Bible history lesson here. Children of Israel, leaving Egypt. Who's chasing them? COVID. Who's chasing them, Wyatt? They want their slaves back? Who are those people? Who's the king of Egypt? Who was chasing them? Toby? It starts with a F. Pharaoh and his army, right? Back two rows. And the children of Israel are fleeing Egypt, and what do they run into? What's in front of them? Insurpassable. Nothing they can do by themselves about this. Megan, the Red Sea. And they even start to say, Moses, why did you lead us out here only to be killed by Pharaoh and his army? God says, be still, relax. I have this under control. And because he's God, what did he do for those children of Israel facing the Red Sea? Patrick.
He pushed the water and made them pass through.
He separated the water. They walked through on dry ground, right? A miracle. The last part of the verse, I will be exalted among the nations, right? God showed us his almighty power. Be still. New Testament. This disciples and Jesus are out in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, and there's a wicked storm. And the disciples, again, not remembering who's in the boat with them, start to think, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? We're going to drown. We're going to die. This ship is going under. Jesus, literally, right? Be still. And what did he do? Phoebe. They listened to him, right? The wind and the waves at his word, calmness. Because Jesus, I will be exalted, is more powerful than the forces of nature, right? And then there's the biggest problem ever faced by anyone. Bigger than the Israelites leaving Egypt and the disciples facing a storm. It's the problem of sin and its consequence that every single person in this room faces, every single person who's ever lived faces. What happens when we try to deal with that problem of sin on our own? When we try to say, God, I'm good enough. Christian, it makes it worse, right? Because we can't possibly do enough to make God happy with us. But thankfully, God said, calm down, be still. How did God solve that problem of sin and its consequences in our lives? Pick it on Susie. You got to earn your diploma. How did God solve the problem of sin and its consequences? Jesus came and died on the cross to save our sins, right? And how much do you have to do with that? Nothing. Who's it about? Who's it not about? Good. And now, graduates, kindergartners going into first grade, eighth graders going into high school. We talked about the Israelites. We talked about the disciples. Now it's you taking a big step forward into your lives. First grade, high school. The challenges are not going away. Kindergartners, can you think of some challenges you're going to continue to face going into first grade? Halea? Carrots in the hot lunch? Wyatt, you have a lot to say. What's going to be a challenge about first grade? What are you not going to do in the afternoon in first grade? You've been warming up for this at the end of the year. No more rest time. You have to stay awake all day. That's a challenge. Patrick. More. The secret's out, Miss Thrams. The kindergartners already know there's going to be more homework. That can be a challenge, right? And maybe it's hard. And maybe we have questions. And maybe it frustrates us. Christian? It's a longer time in school? kind of, sort of. In kindergarten, you probably get more breaks like that rest time in the afternoon, and you're not going to get that in first grade. Maybe it's getting along with our friends. Maybe it's listening to our teacher. Maybe it's saying no to temptation, right? Eighth graders going into high school. Challenges. What are we up against? Haley. Finals, right? The work's going to get harder, and then you have to remember all the stuff you learned in a semester and try to take a test. Good. Isabella. No recess. So the challenge is staying physically fit without as much physical activity built into your school day. Megan? New friends. That's a big one, right? New. That's Zebu Siso, the shy little girl again. I don't know anybody. This is going to be hard. Andrew? Staying awake. I got good news for a lot of you. Your high schools are going to start a little later next year so you can sleep in an extra 5 or 10 minutes. That's going to help a lot. Phoebe? Balancing that whole social aspect of things? Okay. Because they're kind of extreme. And you've got to fit into both worlds. We've kind of been hitting the light ones, the heavy ones. We're not going to go into specifics. We've been talking about them in school a lot. Temptations, right? The devil's going to be working super hard. And a lot of you are going to high schools where you're not going to be in the Word every day built into the school day. And he's going to try to take advantage of that to get you to fall away. And again, if we try to face these challenges, these temptations all by ourselves, what's going to happen? We're going to fall flat on our faces again, right? Because we can't do it by ourselves. Be still. Trust God. He loves you. He's got a plan for you. He forgives your sin, and he's going to take care of you. So graduates, the last thing we're going to do this evening, you all put some thought into a promise of God that you're going to share with us this evening. So we're going to start the microphone at Phoebe. Hopefully you all have your note cards. And loud and clear, right into that microphone. I'm not even going to make you stand up and turn around. But share the promises of God with us so that we can be still and know that he is God. Go ahead, Phoebe.
John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Thank you. Dylan?
Psalm 50:15, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me.
Thank you, Dylan.
Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Thank you, Susie. No one. You should be afraid of no one. Go ahead, Tage.
Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Thank you, Tage.
Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Strength and help. Good. Thank you, Zebu.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
Thank you, Joey.
Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Thank you, Max. Pass that back to Nathan. We'll send it down the other direction.
Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
Thank you, Nathan.
Deuteronomy 4, verse 29. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul.
Thank you, Ashley.
Matthew 28, verse 20. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Thank you, Emma.
Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them.
Thank you, Andrew.
Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight.
Thank you, Haley.
2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
Thank you, Isabella.
Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path.
Thank you, Megan.
Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed.
Thank you, Paula. We are healed. Thank you, graduates. I have a couple more for you. Some of my favorites. John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live eternally with Jesus. Matthew 7:25. This one has special significance. A little bit later, you'll see why. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. We're going to stand firm on Jesus. Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on me because I care for you. Romans 8:37, these are fighting words. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. And finally, when it's all said and done, Revelation 2:10, be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. And that's the goal. That's why your parents send you to this Christian school, so that when our time on earth is done, victory with Jesus forever in heaven. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Thank you all for participating. It's diploma time. So, this kindergarten class, a special group of people. This is kind of a unique thing about our graduation this evening. The kindergarten class and the eighth grade class, both the biggest kindergarten and the biggest eighth grade we've had in our school in over a decade. So, the challenge with that is shipping 15 eighth graders off to high school. We need to replace a lot of students. But the kindergarten class being nice and large is presenting some challenges as they go into first and second grade next year. So we're really excited about that. Really swell people. It's been a lot of fun getting to know them this year. Some of you the last 2 years. I know your teacher, Mrs. Bauer, is very proud of you. I know you've done everything she's asked you to do this year and probably then some. So now tonight, we're going to read your names and we're going to give you this nice piece of paper that has what in the background. Can you see that? What that picture is? Can you see? A person hugging something. Now, who is the person?
Lamb.
He's hugging a lamb. Who's hugging a lamb?
Jesus.
It's Jesus hugging a lamb because you are Jesus' little lamb. Excellent. Okay, Mrs. Bauer is going to come up and help me. When I say your name, just like we practiced today, handshakes. Diploma, right down the line. Here we go. First on the list, Toby Abdelmessi. Wyatt Baker. Colvin Bengel. Got away, sir. Aaliyah Butler. Good job, Aaliyah. Kellen Carson. Good job, sir. No. Wyatt Eveland. Shiloh Craviotto. We don't forget that. There you go. Abby Gamble. There you go. Patrick Gunter. Christian Mack. Tandi Nyati. Carson Patrick. Harper Sexton. There you go. And E. Ethan Shirky. Good job, sir. This is our kindergarten class of 2017. Let's clap for them. All right, our kindergartners are going to sing a praise song to Jesus. It's called My Shepherd and Forever Friend. Next, we'll present diplomas to our eighth graders. Just want to say a couple things about this class. Another special group of people. Something that makes them especially special. Five of them started here in kindergarten, maybe even junior kindergarten, but at least kindergarten. And you were kindergartners when Mrs. Bauer and I came to St. Mark's. So you're the first group that we've been with all the way through. And that's been really fun watching you guys grow up to the fine young Christians that you've become today. And 10 of you have come with us along the way, and we're very thankful for you as well. Last night at the graduation dinner, I used three words to describe these people, and I'll share the same words this evening. The first one, All In. This group has been tremendous in our school, just being committed to being a part of the action and taking the bull by the horns and participating. And one of the words I'm going to share is leadership. But they lead. They're just all in. And it's been so fun working with them, because sometimes you work with students who it's hard to really get fired up. This group is fired up, and they're all into everything that they do. The second thing I said about them is talent. They're talented people across the board. So diverse in their talents. They're musically talented, they're intellectually talented, they're athletically talented, and they're talented. They're video game talented, they're... Some of them are comedians talented. Talented. I'll just leave it at that. And then thirdly, they're a tremendous group of leaders. Every group is special. This group has been able to just set a tone in our school that is focused on Jesus, and it is focused on doing things the right way. They work hard, and tremendous leaders that are going to be hard to replace, and we're going to miss them dearly. So a fantastic group of young people. They've definitely done everything that we've asked them to do, so we can give them their diplomas this evening as well. I'm going to invite Chairman of our Board of Child Discipleship, Greg Webb, down to share these with our students with me. All right, here we go. Phoebe Baker. Congratulations. Dylan Corkill. Congratulations. Susanna Ewing. Paige Fink. Zebu Siso Gumbo. Johanna Hernandez. Maximiliano Hernandez. Congratulations, Max. There you go. Paulo Ionescu. Congratulations, Paulo. Megan Lang. Isabella Peppercorn. Congratulations. I have a diploma. Haley Rice. Congratulations, Haley. Andrew Rocha. Emma Russell. Ashley Bosberg. Congratulations, Ashley. Nathan Waterstrot. One more time for the class of 2017. Thank you, Mr. Webb. We're going to close our graduation ceremony with our proclamation choir, grades 5 through 8, singing a closing prayer. Try it, Isabella. So since we're gathered together as a school family this evening, I think most of you, if not all of you, know that we're going to be saying some goodbyes this summer. And we have some plans in place to give a real nice send-off to the Schmidt family and Mrs. Taylor. But this is our last time together with them as a school family. And Mrs. Schmidt, I admire you a great deal because I was watching you and your daughter was watching you. I would not have been able to keep it together during that song, but oh my goodness. Yeah, eye contact would have been all that it took. Anyway, we're here together this evening. The Schmidt family has been a blessing to us at St. Mark's for 7.5 years. Mrs. Schmidt's taught in our school for 7 of those 7.5 years. And any student that's had her as a teacher has very fond memories and loves her dearly. And Pastor Schmidt has been teaching our 7th and 8th graders catechism and helping them grow in their Christian maturity. And we're going to miss the Schmidts dearly. Let's appreciate them with some applause. Mrs. Taylor hates attention being drawn to her. Mrs. Taylor has been a mainstay at St. Mark's for 38 years. She volunteered for 5, and she's been our office manager for the last 33. And there's nothing that happens at St. Mark's that doesn't have Mrs. Taylor touching it somehow. And again, I can't even begin to describe the blessing that she's been. It's tremendously fun working with her. And she keeps everybody on their toes. I can remember the first time I jammed the copy machine in the office. And that was still early on, and I didn't quite know how to take Mrs. Taylor. Now I know that you just give it right back to her. But then I didn't quite know. So it's 7:30 in the morning, and I jam the copy machine, and it's going to set Mrs. Taylor's day behind. And she's got to call the copy. Anyway, she said something sharp to me, and I just kind of was like, I don't know what to do about this. But now I would give it right back to you. I would say, Mrs. Taylor, be still. Let's appreciate Mrs. Taylor. So in our closing service this evening, Pastor Schmidt reflected on what has been our school year theme this past school year. One of the fun things that we do every year tonight is we reveal next year's school year theme. So back in March or April, numerous students submitted ideas for the school year theme. They were all fantastic. They were all really wonderful demonstrations of faith. Our teachers took a look at all of them. We thought about artwork. We thought about which is a phrase that we can center a whole school year around. And we have one behind that black cloth. And I need Hallie Bauer to come up to help me. So for 2017-2018, we will be built on the rock. Now her brother can't brag that he's the only one in the house that's had a school year theme. You even the score. Good job, Hallie. Couple quick announcements. They're all in your program. Reception for the graduates right out here on the east side of church. We've got some cake. Please join us. Please congratulate them. That'll happen right after we're dismissed. A lot of you are familiar with the routine. If you're new to the school, we're going to ask you to venture over to the gymnasium before you leave this evening. Every family has a brown paper bag with their name on it. Certificates, any final schoolwork, most importantly, report cards are in that bag. So please take your bag before you leave this evening. It's fun to take a look at the graduates' high school plans. Pool party tomorrow morning. Ideally, we need you there by maybe 10 to 9, 5 to 9. If you're getting there after 9, you're going to be missing the all-important lifeguard speech. So please try to be there by 9, and we're going to have a blast finishing the school year with the pool party at Rush Park. 9 to noon swimming, noon to about 1 o'clock picnic in the park. My last encouragement for you is also on page 6, staying connected to Jesus this summer. Students, this is not a vacation from Jesus. Students are going to be trying to stay connected to Jesus, keeping their faith strong in the Word. An important part of that is what happens on Sunday morning. We invite you to join us for worship at St. Mark's, 8 o'clock, 10:45, Sunday school and Bible class in between. We would love to continue sharing Jesus with you all summer long. That is it for this evening. Again, it's been uplifting being in God's house with you. Thank you for your partnership in Christian education, and have a great summer.